I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Is Vince McMahon stepping into the ring at WrestleMania? Let's talk about it. For Monday, February the 28th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Welcome back to SmackDown. Big announcement. Vince McMahon, the WWE chairman, will be live in studio next Thursday on my show, Michael Cole, youtube.com/The Pat McAfee Show. Me and Vince McMahon are about to have a conversation of a life.
How'd you pull that off? Matthias Trinkle, wrap your finger now, boy, cause it's just a matter of time.
So on Friday night SmackDown, it was announced that this coming Thursday, the special guest on the Pat McAfee Show will be Vince McMahon. Now, Pat has had some fun guests on his show over the past few weeks, including a 40-plus minute chat with Brock Lesnar. Possibly Brock Lesnar's best interview ever. Worth listening to if you haven't done so already. And Vince McMahon is going to be on that show this coming Thursday. But this isn't just a standard interview. Post Wrestling, noting on Friday night that Pat McAfee welcoming Vince McMahon onto his show this Thursday is to set up a match between the two at WrestleMania 38. Vince McMahon, at 76 years old, is scheduled to compete at WrestleMania. Following Post Wrestling's reports, Dave Meltzer on Twitter said Vince McMahon versus Pat McAfee was indeed listed as a match on the internal schedule for WrestleMania. On the Wrestling Observer website, Dave goes on to say, Vince is 76 years old, and while he'll be advertised for a match, we are told it'll be a complete smoke and mirrors event. As noted many times, they have more than 20,000 tickets unsold for both nights of WrestleMania. So things like Vince McMahon, Steve Austin, and anything they can roll out with people with name value will be pushed. So Vince McMahon set to compete in something that vaguely resembles a match at WrestleMania 38. This will be Vince's fifth wrestling outing at the show that he created. He took on Shane McMahon at WrestleMania 17. He took on Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 19. 10 years, or more than 10 years ago, 15 plus years ago maybe. My maths is rubbish today. He took on Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 22. And at WrestleMania 26, he had that match against Bret the Hitman Hart. Now, whilst we would love to see Vince McMahon roll back the years and have a Shane McMahon Mania 17 type collision at 76 years old and with reported smoke and mirrors involved in the match, it looks like we may have something more resembling Bret Hart's and Vince McMahon's match at WrestleMania 26. Smoke and mirrors could mean a number of things. It could mean that Vince McMahon will be in the match, but somebody else will be wrestling for him. Maybe Austin Theory. Maybe Steve Austin gets involved in some way, shape, or form. Maybe they do it as a cinematic wrestling match. Not unlike them to do something with a bit of Hollywood sparkle to it, like they did during the pandemic era of wrestling. It could be something like that. We know that if it's an in-ring match, we know that Pat McAfee will certainly be able to hold his own in the two matches that he has had as a WWE talent, he has surprised and impressed many people. There was the match against Adam Cole at TakeOver and the War Games match in 2020. Both times, Pat McAfee has won a lot of respect from his peers. So whilst Pat McAfee will be no doubt ready to rumble, Vince McMahon at 76, it might be a slightly different story. It's going to be interesting to see how this one rolls out, how this one unfolds, and we'll know more as the week goes on, ahead of Vince McMahon making an appearance on the Pat McAfee Show this Thursday.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Staying with WrestleMania, one star is keen to get on the card. We're talking Bobby Lashley, who, as we know, was taken out of the Elimination Chamber match, citing a shoulder injury from back in January. The story being that it was as a result of the concussion protocol that Bobby was removed from the match. But we are aware that Bobby Lashley has had a bad shoulder for quite some time. And the original conversation was that Bobby would miss WrestleMania. Reports this morning say from multiple sources that Bobby Lashley is trying to get medically cleared for not only WWE's Madison Square Garden show, where he was scheduled to face Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. He's since been removed from programming there, but also WrestleMania fit as well. So Bobby Lashley, not quite factored out of WrestleMania at this point, as WrestleVotes have said that WrestleMania plans are still very fluid. There still could be a place on the card for Bobby Lashley. One more bit of WrestleMania news for you. And tonight on Raw, we could very well find out who Edge will be taking on. He said last week that he wanted a WrestleMania-worthy opponent to compete against at the granddaddy of them all, at the stupendous WrestleMania, dropping a couple of hints as to who it could possibly be in his promo last week. And we reckon, numerous sources saying that we'll find out as soon as tonight who his WrestleMania opponent will be. And there is a lot of conversation that it could end up being AJ Styles. And an Edge AJ Styles match at WrestleMania would certainly be a top contender for a potential match of the night if they let those two go. But we're going to find out on Monday Night Raw later on today.
All I really need is one shot. Now they trying to get their hands in the pot.
Check out a brand new episode of Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle right now. He is in conversation with Impact Wrestling star, Bullet Club member Chris Bay about the five wrestling things that he hates so much he would love to send them straight to hell, including something that Seth Rollins has become quite synonymous for. Take a listen.
The superplex roll through into something else, I'm over it. I am over that. First of all, taking a superplex, sucks because it's so high up. Let that sit. Let the people feel that, okay? Don't roll me back to my feet and pick me up and do a buckle bomb with me so you can hit the ropes so I can super kick you so I can hit the ropes so you can give me a discus lariat. Don't do all that, okay? My back hurt. Let me lay here and sell this so I can kick out that too anyway. Let me just lay here, bro. Like, other than Seth Rollins, if you ain't Seth Rollins, stop doing superplexes, roll throughs with stuff, man.
So this is strictly from taking the moves, the sequence of moves, all back to back to back.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Because you can't beat a good superplex. You know, like, you know, when you see a superplex, yeah, that's a superplex. I don't expect to see any more motion after the superplex for a quick second. So the fact that it's become more popular to take away that impact of the superplex. I'm not a fan of it. If one person's doing it, like I said, one person's doing it, it's cool. That's their style. Like I was talking about earlier, there's a norm. But when you go outside that norm, now you've created this. Okay, cool. That's your style. Everybody let that be his style. Go create your own stuff.
So is this very much commonplace on everywhere you're going these days in terms of professional wrestlers, just doing the superplex, then rolling through to a different move?
I've seen it more times than I've expected to. And I think there's too many times.
On the pantheon of like moves that really hurt, just standard moves, I say standard moves, you know, moves in the ring that don't involve foreign objects or weapons or anything like that. Is the superplex pretty much up the top there in terms of how much it just takes out of you? It looks like it would do.
Yeah, for sure. I think I put the superplex probably at the top of things that moves that drive the air out of me for sure. Next to power bombs, like on low impact rings mostly, but like superplexes are probably number one now that I think about it for me.
It's so weird how wrestling evolves, isn't it? Because obviously Bob Orton back in the day, that was his finisher, the superplex, and then no one would get up. Now it's just sort of like a transitional move. That must make your generation's job a lot harder, I should say.
So much harder. So guys, just dial it back for the sake of myself, please. Only me, only Chris. Don't worry about anybody else. Let's dial it back, okay?
Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle and Impact Wrestling's Chris Bay. It's on the YouTube channel right now, youtube.com/Cultaholic. Check out the podcast feed later on today for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review as Jack Atkins from Cultaholic.com and myself are on the road to the final In Your House pay-per-view of 1995. And we are deep into the new generation era. So come take a swim with us on the podcast feed a little later today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.